Hello, all. My name is Amy Simmons, and I am here to talk to you about why I want to be a teacher, why it is the right profession for me, and what it means to be not only a good teacher, but a caring teacher. I am a student at UHD graduating this summer with my degree in interdisciplinary studies, as well as a preschool teacher, a mom, a classroom mom, a PTO parent, a Girl Scout troop leader, and several other things that show quite clearly my love of children and being around them and being an inspiring role model for them. Even though I am graduating with my degree in interdisciplinary studies to be a teacher, I didn't always start there. From the very beginning, I always knew I had a love for teaching and I've always been a good teacher. However, many outside influences taught me or told me that that wasn't the right profession, you can't make enough money, et cetera, et cetera. And I let those worldly influences get to me. It took 8 years of college for me to figure out that I was not in the right degree. I wasn't doing it for myself, and I needed to find out what I wanted to do for myself, and that is what brought me here to teaching. So it has not been without a lot of headache, heartache, time, and money that I got to a career that I know is truly for me and that I love. I feel that to be a good teacher, it doesn't just take loving children like I do, but it takes so much more. As we read in many of the chapters in the Nieto and Bode Affirming Diversity book, it takes caring for your students at a whole nother level, which means things like incorporating diverse lesson plans that have a multicultural aspect in them. It includes communication and attributes that will help students at all levels, but not just the majority of students. It includes being the teacher that dives into every student's life inside and outside of school, not just to find out who they are, but what makes them who they are, how they can be the best student they can be, how I can reach them, and how I can assure them that no matter the circumstances that they have in their life going on inside and outside of school, no matter what other students, teachers, adults, parents may have told them, they can do it. And it may take pulling from deep inside them, but I want to always be that teacher that assures them that they can become anything they want to be. As Angela Valenzuela spoke about, it takes getting to the root of all of the diversity issues in our culture, not just racism, but you know, having a curriculum that is a higher level of expectations for all students. In one of the case studies we read about a student, Ron, who felt the curriculum just wasn't anything that could reach him. It was boring. Many times it didn't test him. And I feel that so many teachers that do teach today have stereotypes and stigmas that linger over them from long-reaching racism, family values, anything that it may be, that tell them that certain students of different backgrounds or different diversities either don't value education or can't be educated on the same level as, you know, the majority white student. And that is just so wrong to all core values of education. I believe that being a teacher means you take a deeply vested interest in every student. And when you find out more about them and you gain a trusting relationship with them, they truly can start to be their best self. And when you do that and you show them that you are going to be that teacher, that whenever they are ready, you are there for them to bring out every great quality in them, they will be so responsive to that, and their education attainability will become so much greater. I feel that when you take the time to build lesson plans that include cultural backgrounds and definitions. And, you know, for example, if you're doing a reading unit or a poetry unit, you use books and poems that come from different diverse nationalities, different religions, different backgrounds, that students begin to see that you want to relate to them, not just to get them their best education, but to know that I teach. I feel that if I can do this, I can truly reach the maximum number of students. And, you know, there will be students that you can't reach in every class, but my goal as a teacher is to be a caring, loving teacher, not only in the way of hugging my students and giving them a pat on the back and congratulating them for the good things that they do, but letting them know, even in their hardest of times, that I am there for them. When they're ready to talk, I will be there to listen. I will be a shoulder that they can cry on. And I will expect the most out of every single student. And when they see that, I feel that they will truly believe that I am a caring teacher, and hopefully put in their best effort to be able to reach the goals that I know deep down they can. Thank you for listening. And again, I want to say hi to all of my fellow classmates, as well as all of the students and teachers in Taiwan that are listening. It's so nice to be able to get another cultural diversity aspect from students of all over the world. Have a good day.